Hey guys, sorry for the hiatus, but just want to update you guys on how I'm doing. I'm doing pretty well. My wrists are better. I went to see the doctor, and the doctor was like, oh yeah, you just got a little bit of carpal tunnel. So she gave me these, like, I guess wrist bracelet things where you put them on your wrist, and she even showed me these exercises that, you know, you can go online and check them out, sort of help with the wrist movement, and they've been helping a lot. I also want to talk about another thing about why I've been on a little hiatus. Well, I don't know, I've kind of taken a break from the podcasting just because I think I have this addiction issue with a lot of things. So once I get into something, I can get really into it, and then I, like, go real hard at it. My best friend, Kelly, tells me I do that all the time, where I go so hard on something, like, I don't even, like, eat or sleep, I just do it, and I get so into it that eventually I don't, like, think about anything else. Like, I neglect, I don't know, doing other stuff. I feel like I have an addictive personality, and once I get into something, I don't know about you guys, but I really, really get into it. I know with cross-dressing, I have done that in the past, where once I buy something, I will buy, like, let's say a skirt, and I buy, like, 3 or 4 skirts or 5 skirts, and then all of a sudden it becomes 10 skirts, and I just buy a bunch of them and then wear them, and then I get addicted to cross-dressing and, like, own up to, like, I have to, I don't know, too many clothes that they fill up in my closet. So I have, like, a hoarding mentality, and all of a sudden there's just so many clothes in there. But, like, my biggest issue too, and this is really tough for me to say, because I've been dealing with this for, I don't know, more than probably, like, the last probably 15 years of my life, has been a gambling addiction. I have recently, in the past year or so, finally had enough, and I've gone to GA meetings, which are Gambler Anonymous meetings, and that has, I know that's been helping me a lot. I know I've talked about, like, being, I guess, sexually assaulted, and that how that had issue with me, or had, you know, had taken its toll on me, but I feel like this gambling addiction has been, I guess, more of an issue, and it's been something I have been dealing with, and I've had urges, and I've lost tons of money, but I think the time that I've lost has been more important than the money that I've lost. I feel like I can't get that back. Money you can make all the time, but, like, the time, like, I could have been, you know, doing other things, or using that money, or, you know, whatever, but I've been dealing with that, and on top of the wrist issue, and so as a result, I've just been taking a break. I've also, I guess, like, I've been really into gaming recently, so I've been using my time mostly on that. So, I don't know, it's taken its toll on my wrist as well. I think that also adds to the why I probably have carpal tunnel, is because I've been playing a lot of games, and especially on the computer, and I know these games are pretty addicting, but I'm trying to get back to the podcasting. I'm just taking a slight break again just to, you know, recharge myself and get back to where I need to be. I'm doing okay, though. You know, I'm still with the fiance. I'm going to have an episode coming up soon with her. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff, about updates on, again, who she's told, about the cross-dressing, what her take on it is now, how different she feels from when she first learned about it to what she knows now. There'll be more episodes of Kirsten's Corner. There'll be other things that I'm sure you guys will enjoy. I love that a lot of you guys are reaching out to me and seeing how I'm doing, and I'm doing great. Thank you guys. I love you guys. I love the listeners. I still love all the feedback. I'm doing pretty well. The podcast on its own is doing fairly well. I mean, I have almost about 15,000 plays, which, I don't know, it's just from starting from nothing this past January. Can you guys believe it? It was 8 months ago, or 9 months ago, geez, that I started. And I don't know, I'm doing pretty well with the podcast. Hoping to get more listeners, hope to get more guests. I don't know if you guys are listening out there, if you guys would love to be a guest. I still love listening to your guys' stories. I've gotten lots of great feedback too, that everybody loves other people's cross-dressing stories or transgender stories, or, you know, because we, you know, we live in this world and we have similar stories and similar backgrounds. Even though we may not be from the same place, there are cross-dressers and transgendered people, I don't know, all around the world. And you know, I've already got a person from England I taught on the podcast. I've talked to someone from Mexico and talking about their cross-dressing experiences, who's reached out to me on Reddit, and they said that they love the podcast. And one day when they feel open or ready to talk about their story, they'd love to come on the podcast and talk about it. So I don't know if you guys are still listening out there. Come on out. Come reach the podcast at crossyaspodcast@gmail.com, or go on Facebook and look at CrossYas. I mean, we're out here. We're cross-dressers. We have our own stories. But I'm just taking a slight break. You know, I'm getting back to it. I did have an earlier drive earlier this year, and it's kind of fading, but with your guys' feedback, it's helping me out. You know, trying to get that, garner more information, trying to get back out there. So, but thank you guys. Thank you guys for, you know, listening, because without you guys, I really wouldn't have a podcast. But yeah. But I'm doing okay, guys. Thank you again for reaching out. I love you guys. I love the listeners, all the cross-yass listeners. You guys are what makes this podcast special. And I love doing this podcast for you guys. So, yeah.